Washington schools may get a boost in funding for career and technical education classes. That's because Congress has voted to reauthorize an act that could steer more dollars into vocational education. More from 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
Washington has been getting about $20 million annually from what's called the Perkins Act for career and technical education programs. That money goes to the State Workforce Board, which then distributes it to public schools and community and technical colleges. The reauthorization passed by Congress spells out gradual increases annually through the year 2024. It's not a guarantee that Congress will actually appropriate those amounts each year, but state education officials say it's a good sign. Dennis Wallace is the Agricultural Sciences Program Supervisor in the State Superintendent's Office.
You're starting to see some federal people finally start believing that the college degree, while it's a great institution and it's provided a great opportunity for a lot of people that need professional degrees, is not the answer for all of us.
Every high school student in Washington is supposed to take an occupational education class to graduate. School districts offer a wide range of classes, including photography, web design, culinary arts, and aerospace programs. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.